This is Lawyers Who Needs Them. Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them, the only syndicated radio program in the country with our own orchestra. Professor Stanley Staccato and the boys doing a little Boston in the background. My name is Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And don't confuse us, please.
There's no way that could happen.
As they say on the, what's that, the car talk show, don't drive like my brother. And the other guy says, don't drive like my brother. Anyhow, well, we're not brothers, but we're good friends, and we've known each other for over 150 years.
That's right.
Jim is slightly older than I am, by about 75. Okay, it's time, James.
Yes.
For questions from our loyal listeners.
And now it's time for the main event.
Oh, man, this show has got rhythm, doesn't it? It actually has no pace.
That's right.
That's the problem. Well, welcome. My partner has his thinking cap on, right?
Yes,
is it on
absolutely.
There? All right,
on.
Here's our first question. Hal from Naples, Florida writes, Dear Jim and Randall, can I be held accountable for a tree on my property that falls on a neighbor's car?
Well, it really depends. Again, I have to always admonish everyone that there are 50 states. Each has its own laws concerning real property and negligence and that, but most of them are very similar. If you knew the tree was defective, and if it fell other than from an act of God, let us say.
Like a lightning bolt.
Yeah, lightning bolt.
Okay.
Gets it. No, I don't think you'd be liable if a not lightning bolt. But again, I don't know what the rule is in Naples, Florida,
right,
or in the state of Florida. If it's from, because the tree was defective and it rotted and, or the wind blew it and it was weak and
he
knew,
it about
weak,
it.
Then I would say, yes, you are liable.
If he sawed it down.
Yeah, well, if he sawed it down, you did anything and it fell on your neighbor's property. But the fact of the matter is, if it falls on his neighbor's car, you would be, you know, liable if you're liable and it came as a result of your fault. They were to find it was your fault. You would be liable for the amount of damage to the neighbor's car.
The car. All right. Well, there you go, pal.
That's about it.
All right. So keep the saws in the garage.
Right.
All right. Patricia from Stamford, Connecticut writes, Dear Jim and Randall, can my husband divorce me for having 6 cats, 2 dogs, and a rabbit?
Well, if he can't, he ought to be able to. I mean, you're running a menagerie.
Or a
zoo. Well, that's a menagerie.
That's true. It's
a collection
true.
Of
yes,
animals.
But I try to give it to every man.
You're the every man.
I speak
every
on
man
behalf
knows.
Of every man.
You do.
Yes.
I see that. here, let me say this. First of all, does he eat with you or with the cats and the dogs? I mean, it's a thing. I don't know whether he can divorce you for having that, but it could be considered mental cruelty.
He can't
or
sleep.
Or considered in, you know, irreconcilable differences. Again, there are 50 different states, and there's 50 different laws and reasons to get a divorce. Now, most of the states today have no-fault divorce, so you just get a divorce.
Right.
He can say, I want to divorce you because I don't care whose fault it is. I can't live here anymore eating Alpo. He said, come on, I'm getting indigestion from the Alpo. Or the kittles and spittles and whatever
right.
else he's
kittles
eating.
And bits.
And so
right.
you got to understand something. He has a life, too. So, but the answer is he might be able to.
All
depends
right.
on the state. If it's considered to be, of course, on the other hand, you can say, well, he knew about the cats and dogs. That's why he married me. He likes animals.
Right.
And not only that, he walks on all fours and has a tail. So that's why he married me. For him to raise that now, I was afraid he would be concerned because my mother-in-law, who walks erect, it lives with us. But she's all right. She's human. Not entirely, but and so forth. So I would say, you know, you're in a funny situation.
You're
I
not
must
kidding.
Say.
She made the biggest mistake in the world asking you this question. Patricia, as far as I'm concerned, you're on your own, sweetie. Hartman was of no help to you whatsoever.
You better get a lawyer.
Right.
Get a lawyer.
And someone from the... ASPCA.
Okay. Right. And if the lawyer wears a leash, don't go to him.
Don't go there. All right. John from Butte, Montana. Patricia will never be the same. John from Butte, Montana writes, Dear Jim and Randall, do I need a lawyer to help me get my money back from a used car dealer who sold me a lemon?
Not necessarily, because a lot of states have agencies, consumer protection agencies. And for instance, some states, the Attorney General's office may have a Consumer Protection Bureau, and you can go there, and they will get your money back for you. I'm saying this reservedly because I don't know that every state has it.
Right.
I don't know whether Montana has it. If you don't have such a thing and the man refuses to give you the money back, then you may have to get a lawyer to bring an action. But it may be that he would also have to pay the cost because
right.
if it's a real lemon. You know, as a friend of mine, we used to represent. He was a nice guy. He was an automobile dealer. He had an agent. I'm not going to mention his name at all.
Thank you.
And my friend bought a car from him. We represented him in his law firm. And so he bought the car. And the next day, he was driving the car. Everything was falling out of it. You hear clinking and clanking and everything. So he calls up the dealer guy. He says, Mr. So-and-so, he says, when did you get it? He said, I got it yesterday. He says, you know, they don't last forever.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Susan from Spokane, Washington writes, Dear Jim and Randall, I am a college student wondering when I should write a will.
You should write a will if you're a college student or whatever you are. If you have wealth at this time, you should write a will. If you have people who depend upon you, you should have a will. If you have dependents, despite the fact you're in college. Now let's get to more, which is closer to reality. Most likely, you're in college as a student. You don't have these things. If you don't have a lot of wealth and you have nobody dependent upon you, don't worry about a will till you get a little money or you're out on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on your status regarding your assets and liabilities and if people depend upon you, not the fact that you're in college. I think you told us you're a college student
right,
to really
did,
say
yes.
You're not really making a lot of money now and you don't have a lot of people depend upon you. As a matter of fact, you're probably dependent on your folks who are paying part of the tuition. So that's my answer to you.
Okay,
and
Susan.
When you're ready to get a will, go to a lawyer and he'll tell you.
He'll tell you. Okay, very good. That's a good question. I have one more quick question here before we break.
Yeah, right.
Dick from Sacramento, Florida writes, Dear Jim and Randall, how can I legally stop my daughter from marrying the bum she is now engaged to?
Shoot him.
That's
I tell you, you could shoot her. Why don't you shoot them both? And then you won't have to really worry about it. You won't get another bum. You get them both and they're it. No,
and there's savings on the wedding.
This is a situation that this is not legal advice.
Of course
this
not.
This is social advice. You should go to a sociologist, an advance of marriage counselor, or to a lunatic asylum. Maybe that's where you're going to get the answer to this.
Well, I don't think there's much he can do if she's an older girl and it's her choice. And
if she's liberated, that is, right. She's reached a majority, not relying upon him for her support and everything.
And well-being.
She's got her own life.
Right. And let her find out for herself, for heaven's sakes, Dick. You know, every once in a while, you got to make a mistake.
That's right.
And if you tuned into this show, you know exactly what I'm talking
about.
Well,
a lot of times, the first few marriages are a mistake. Then you,
you
might find the guy.
Well, don't change the channel because we're coming right back with this week's Simon Hart Award. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. Oh, welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm still Jim Hartman.
Yes, and we are certainly thankful for that because we don't want to have two of them running around. That would be very bad. Well, folks, we appreciate you joining us, and you're just in time for this week's Simon Hart Award. This week, Simon Hart Award goes to two unlucky robbers who held up Deborah DeBolt's Dearborn, Michigan flower shop, getting away with $145.
Our information has it that as they were leaving the premises, one of the crooks grabbed a large bouquet of flowers and held it to his nose to smell the aroma. Unfortunately, a wasp that was in the bouquet stung him. He ran down the street screaming in pain, which caught the attention of two police officers. The bumbling crooks were carted off to jail, one with a terribly swollen nose.
You wonder where these guys go to school.
They don't. What do you think? They went to school. You don't go into a flower shop, Robin, and then sit around smelling the flowers.
Right. right. Well, it's time.
Well, you know, when he was in jail the last time, when the guy said, when they let you out of here, don't forget to stop and smell the roses.
Oh, man. Let's introduce our crack crew. Of course, our orchestra leader, Professor Stanley Staccato.
Our meteorologist, Gail Force.
Our sports reporter, Crash Dugenhausen.
Our studio engineer, rollicking Randy Meyer.
Our producer, Chris Confound-It-All Cartwright.
Our sound effects specialist, Horatio Heart Attack Wingate.
Our technology advisor, Miss Laverne Lazarino.
Our legal historian, Sir Edward Faversham III.
A friend of Chumley's?
Yes, very close friend. English, you know.
Really?
Yes.
Oxford.
Always wears the shoes.
No, not today.
Right.
Who the heck are we here? Our of course, our makeup specialist, because we have to do a lot of work with us, Miss Georgia Peachbuzz.
Our medical advisor and professor of proctology, Dr. Seymour Guts.
And our director of impressionism, Mademoiselle Camille O'Contraire.
And our Italian limo driver, Mario Giustinatime.
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 Each week, ladies and gentlemen, he gets us to the studio.
Giustinatime.
Well, folks, you've survived another hour on Lawyers Who Needs Them. At least we hope you have. Have a great week. Enjoy the summer. Be kind to your neighbors. And no matter what happens, don't sweat the small stuff.
And remember, folks, it's all small stuff.
That's all, folks.